Welcome to Sem Torah, Parshas Vayera. This is Rabbi Nepel. Rabbi Turetsky asked me to say a little Dvar Torah on this, so this is going to be a quick idea on Parshas Vayera. As I was looking through it to see what I would say, I noticed something quite interesting in the Parsha. I'm not exactly sure what to make of it, and if you have any ideas on your own, please send them to me. What I notice is that the beginning of the Parsha starts off and the end of the Parsha ends with somewhat of a similar idea. The beginning of the Parsha starts off, V'yidaber Elohim el Moshe, V'yomer elav ani Hashem, V'eira el Abraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov b'kel Shakai, U'shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. God spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I am Hashem. I appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. There's a use of the idea of Eira, Re'iya, seeing, at the beginning of the Parsha, and at the end of the Parsha, Parshat Va'era, we have the idea of Vayar Paro, Ki Chadal Matar Ve'abarad Ve'akalot Ve'yosef Lachto Ve'achbed Libo Hu Ve'avadav. Paro saw the rain and the hail and the thunder ceased and he continued to sin. At the beginning of the Parsha, we have this concept of seeing, and at the end of the Parsha, we have this concept of seeing. As I noticed at the beginning of the Parsha and end of the Parsha start and end with seeing, I noticed that this is something which can be seen throughout the entire Sefer Shemot. Sefer Shemot starts off to some degree with the idea of seeing. If you take a look, let me just get the place. If you take a look at the birth of Moshe, Yocheved sees that he is good. Let me get the place. He says, "Vatera oto kitov." Who sees? Sorry, not Tzipora. Yocheved sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is good. Vatera oto kitovu. Vatitzpneu sees that Moshe is good. But Paro, also, what happens? She sees Moshe. Vatera b'paro l'rchotza yor. She goes down to l'rchotza yor. Vatera atativa. She sees the teva, and then what happens? Vatiftach v'tereu atayelad. V'inei nar bocha. She sees the yelad. There's this concept of seeing, but it's not only within this within Sefer Shemot, but it's also at the end of Sefer Shemot. The end of Sefer Shemot ends also. Ki anan Hashem al mishkan yomam va'esh tia laila bo le'enei kol Beit Yisrael. Le'enei, why le'enei? Again, the concept of seeing. And if one looks at the entire Torah in general, they'll see that the entire Torah starts with seeing and ends with seeing. It says in the end of the first day, Vayar Elohim et Or Kitov, Vayavdel Elohim ben Or uben Achoshech. Hashem sees, and at the end of the Torah, in our description of Moshe Rabbeinu when he dies, it says the following: Ben Me'av Esrim Shana B'Moto Lo Chahata Eino V'Lo Naslecho. Why mention the fact that he didn't stop seeing, that his sight was good? And why does the Torah have so much emphasis on seeing? And I think to some degree, a key is in our Parsha, and the Parsha Shemot and Parsha Vayera together. And the comparison between Moshe Rabbeinu seeing and Paro seeing. Moshe Rabbeinu, his major, as I wrote last week to some of the alumni, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. What creates Moshe Rabbeinu into a leader? The fact that he opened up his eyes, the fact that he saw, the fact that he looked around and he saw what was going on and he reacted to what was going on. His sight. And here you have Paro, who sees the very same thing. He's in the same palace. He sees what's going on. And he sees. And what does he see? He sees the end of the punishment for this week. And therefore what? I can go back to my old ways. And I think what the Torah is trying to emphasize throughout all of this, from the beginning to the end, is the idea of sight. How do we see things? What is our perspective on things? How do we view things? One can view things as basically, this is a punishment, it's over, I can go back to my ways. Or one can view things as this is a problem and I need to stop it. How do we view things? Do we view them as positive or negative? When we look at something, do we see the good in it or do we see the bad in it? When we look at a person, do we see the good, do we see the bad? Any situation, the Torah is giving us an important lesson. Our perspective, to some degree, creates who we are and what we are. And therefore, I wish everybody a good sight, a good vision, a good chazon. May we all be zocha to see the world through the eyes and through the vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.